This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hello, I'm Daryl Orman, the pastor at First Baptist Church of Stuart. We're delighted that you've joined us today for our broadcast. We'd like to invite you to stay tuned as we present God's Word through worship and the Word.
I'm casting my cares aside. I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. Giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow.
If you're our guest today, we'd like to invite you to fill out the little form there in the PART publication and let us get to know you better. And as you know, we're meeting today to celebrate 100 years, a century of ministry. Here at First Baptist Church of Stuart. Now, my dear bride, Kim, is very traditional. And she said, honey, you got to wear a purple tie. And I said, sweetheart, the church is 100 years old, not me. But I'm dutiful, and I love her, and it's purple, gold shirt. Purple and gold are the colors. So there was a country farmer in Mississippi, and this northern visitor was talking to him and trying to find out about him. And he said, yeah, my wife and I, we've got 18 kids, and he said, is that a record? And he said, no, but it's definitely above average. And so today, we want to recognize our 100th anniversary. In 1925, across the nation, there were 3,000 evangelical churches started. And there's an attrition rate of 40% for the churches. So around, let's do the math, 1,800 of them are still in existence now. And pastors' tenures average about 4 years in evangelical churches across the nation. And Kim and I have had the privilege to serve y'all here for 33 years. So we've seen a third of the history of this church, she and I together, with you. And it's been a joy serving with you and seeing all that God has done and the people he's reached and ministries, churches built across the world, and some exciting things going on with that. So today I want to mention a couple of things to you. First of all, hope you get a packet per family, and this pen you'll love, it's got a fidget on the end of it. So if you're nervous, you can spin that thing till it falls off. And then we've got some hymnals that we'd like your family to have one. If you'd like one of our hymnals on the way out, as you know, we're not using hymnals anymore, but you can use them at home to sing to each other. So take a hymnal with you on the way out today. And then also we're going to be having lunch together over in the fellowship hall. And I was blown away. I walked in yesterday afternoon. I've had some of you ask, well, Pastor, why don't you help decorate? And I learned years ago with my mother-in-law that I was not to get involved in that. And so there's a lot of peace just to kind of stay away from that. We've had an army of people that have been preparing for this day, committee chairmen, committees. And the decorations here in the sanctuary, the decorations in the fellowship hall, you're going to be blown away when we go over. We've got three caterers donating their time to cook and plate our lunches for us today, and we love them through the years. They've serviced us with our banquets and everything, and it's just an absolute joy to be here today. And around 50 have worked on this for several months. And if you're one of our volunteers, would you stand right now? All of our volunteers, please stand. So I guess most of them got so tired they didn't come to church today. Or some of you are being very shy, so we appreciate that. And let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you so much for the opportunity to meet today, and just want to ask you to anoint this time. Thank you, dear God, for your wonderful presence and protecting us, this ministry, this family. And we want to ask you, please, to meet with us today. Anoint everyone that sings, those that share, each one of our dignitaries that are here today. And thank you, Lord, for the accolades, the honors, for your church, your body, your fellowship. This is your church. And we love you and praise you and recognize you. Thank you for your mighty Son, the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. So we have a couple of special guests down front here with us. And first is our mayor, and Campbell Rich. And he's going to share a proclamation from the city. And then after he does that, our sheriff is going to pray for us, John Budenseek, and a wonderful brother in Christ also, and just a spirit-filled man. Praise God for him serving us and protecting us. So, Mayor, if you would, come to a microphone and share with us. Yes, you may.
Bless you, brother. Thank you. Do you notice that my tie is purple? I did not know that. I would say it was my hand, perhaps, was guided, but it was my wife who picked out the tie. But I appreciate that. So people are often surprised when I tell them how old I am, because I'm 71 years old. And I tell you that because I'm the son of Patricia Margaret Feeney, a very strict Irish Catholic woman. And to witness the display of joy and exaltation that began this ceremony is very impressive, but not what I was used to attending Catholic Church. I just have to tell you, I had to attend Latin masses, and I thank you so much for allowing me to share in that. I also want to take just a moment to thank this gentleman here, your pastor, because all the city commission meetings begin with an invocation, and he probably does it more frequently than anyone. And in a very divisive era, where politics can be a full contact sport, even in our little city of Stuart, the manner in which he speaks, he is very benevolent in spirit and uplifting in tone. And I think that has a huge impact on our meetings, to begin our meetings. And I appreciate his accepting of that responsibility in such a generous manner. Thank you. So, good morning. It is an honor to join you today. This is the best part of my job, is being able to get out and meet so many different groups and so many different people. This is a very joyful and historic occasion as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the First Baptist Church of Stuart. 100 years, an entire century of faith, service, and community. It's a milestone that few institutions ever can achieve. And it speaks to the strength of you, to this congregation, and the grace that has guided this church through generations. 1925, as we heard, it has been a cornerstone of spiritual life in Stuart. A place where families have worshiped together, children have learned and grown in faith, and neighbors have found compassion and support in times of need. Beyond its walls, this church has reached out to our broader community through education and acts of kindness that have touched countless lives. Today, as mayor, I'm reminded that the strength of Stuart isn't measured solely by businesses and streets, but by the people who nurture its spirit. And so, I am privileged to recognize this extraordinary legacy of faith and fellowship. The church's enduring presence reminds us of the power of faith to unite us across differences, to inspire service, and to invest in our common future. We're all in this together. On behalf of the City of Stuart, I extend our heartfelt congratulations and gratitude for a century of steadfast devotion and community leadership. It is now my pleasure to read the official proclamation, which I have signed, honoring First Baptist Church of Stuart on its 100th anniversary. This is a proclamation for the First Baptist Church 100th anniversary on the 9th of November, 2025. Whereas First Baptist Church has faithfully served the spiritual needs of its congregation and the greater Martin County community for 100 years, standing as a beacon of faith, service, and hope. And whereas through its ministries and outreach, First Baptist Church has provided steadfast guidance, support, and compassion to individuals and families, enriching lives and strengthening the moral and spiritual foundation of the community. And whereas the church continues its dedication to Christian education through the Christian Academy of First Baptist Church, nurturing students from kindergarten through ninth grade with both academic excellence and biblical principles. And whereas the church also ministers to the youngest members of the community through its aftercare and school care programs, providing a safe and nurturing environment for children from pre-K through kindergarten. And whereas for a century, the members and leadership of First Baptist Church have remained committed to serving God and others through worship, fellowship, education, and community involvement. Now there I, Campbell Rich, mayor of the City of Stuart, do hereby proclaim November 9th, 2025, as First Baptist Church's 100th anniversary. Thank you all so much.
Before I pray, I want to say just a few words. As you probably know this, the county of Martin County has also celebrated 100 years in existence. 100 years ago, Governor Martin made us a county. And with that, the sheriff's office was stood up 100 years ago also, and we just celebrated our anniversary. And then along behind us, you all are celebrating your 100-year anniversary also. So the entire existence of Martin County, your congregation, the gospel has been recognized in our city or our town here in Stuart and in Martin County. And in this era where everybody wants to use out of context the separation of church and state, it's more important now than ever that we work together. If you think about our missions, your mission as a church is to go out and help people that can't or won't help themselves. In a different way, my mission as a sheriff and our deputies at the sheriff's office, our mission is to go out and help those who can't or won't help themselves also. Of course, we're a little more violent than your pastor sometimes when we do that. But our mission collectively in this era where we want to separate the two of us is to work hand in hand to make this county and this community a better place. And that's what we get up and strive to do every day. So thank you, Dr. Orman, for letting me say a few words. And if you'll bow your heads, please. Dear God, we thank you for this momentous occasion today where we come together to celebrate 100 years of sharing the gospel and trying to keep people, hurting people, people that are trying to serve you and do your will, moving in the right direction, Lord. And we thank you for this beacon in the night that this church has been, all the outreach ministry they've done, all the people and lives they've touched, Lord. And I pray today in a special way that you would bless Dr. Orman and his staff. You would bless everybody that's in this congregation and their extended families, wherever they might be, Lord. And I pray you would bring us together with unity so we can move forward for you. Move forward to keep this county safe, spiritually and physically, and make this a better place, Lord. That's what you tasked us to do, with being bigger than ourselves and taking care of others, Lord. And I pray you would help us to rise up and stand in the gap, Lord. That's what you've asked us to do, Lord. And in 100 years, Lord, when we're long gone, I pray that somebody else will be standing up here reminiscing about how effective we were at making our county and our community a better place, Lord. And again, we thank you for the service. I pray you bless everybody that's going to participate. In your name, Lord. Amen.
The 1920s. 100 years ago, First Baptist Church of Stuart was planted here by God on this property. The new church building was occupied with Sunday school classes and preaching. Church services that shared the good news of Jesus officially began on Sunday, May 15th, 1925, and 17 charter members joined the church that day.
During the 1930s, by God's grace, this church survived the Great Depression. First Baptist Church pastor at the time, Pastor Karen, cut his own salary to help keep the church going. In 1936, 11 years after the first church service, there were 272 church members.
The 1940s. Church training discipleship programs were started in 1944. Small groups were going to the beautiful Ridgecrest, North Carolina Christian Conference Center for biblical instruction and guidance. FBC sponsored its first mission church in Rio in 1949. This church moved to Jensen Beach and is still meeting.
In 1956, First Baptist was the first church in Stuart to install air conditioning. We can all say amen to this. Two more mission churches were started for God's glory in Palm City and Tropical Farm areas. Both churches began services on the same day, May 3rd, 1959.
The 60s. In 1964, plans were made to build a new sanctuary building with 3 stories of educational space. This is the same sanctuary building where we are gathered right now. In the 60s, the cost of this 3-story project was $150,000. This second-year project was completed in 1966.
The 1970s. A bus ministry was initiated to pick up people of all ages for church services in 1972. Children's Church, now called Praise Kids, began the same year. In 1974, First Baptist Christian School and Preschool opened. Also in 1974, the first Living Christmas Tree musical was presented, much to the joy and delight of our church family and our community.
The 1980s. In 1988, Nick and Nancy Bennett came to serve this church, with Nick joyfully leading the choir and praise team, and Nancy singing beautifully on the second row, middle seat of the church choir loft. One of Nick's great delights was continuing the Living Christmas Tree for 25 more years, and then he became our senior adult minister until his eternal promotion.
The 1990s. In 1992, Pastor Dale Orman was called to be the pastor of First Baptist Stuart. His first preaching Sunday was on August 2nd. 33 years later, Dr. Orman is still preaching God's word with boldness and sharing the love of Jesus with anyone who will listen. Since 1992, he has taken our church family around the United States and around the world with mission trips to Georgia, West Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Vermont, Brazil, India, and Haiti to share God's love and grace with others.
The 2000s. You all remember this. The year 2004 brought 2 Category 3 hurricanes named Francis and Jean right to Hutchinson Island, 3 weeks apart. First Baptist Church formed disaster relief teams and provided heartfelt love, 200,000 meals, many prayers, and much support to our members, neighbors, communities, tree removal, hurricane cleanup, and sharing food and water. as our response. To love others and lead them to a saving knowledge of Jesus was our goal.
The 2010s. In 2011, First Baptist organized a mission trip to Ravine, Normandy, Haiti, and constructed a guest house for local families in ministry and visiting missionaries. 2 years later, in 2013, the mission team returned to build a 200-seat sanctuary and community center. The team also provided the first fresh running water in the history of the village on a mountain, just south of Jacmel. Praise God. The Struhar family came to us in 2018 with Andrew leading the praise team and choir and Michelle joining him for duets and also on praise team. We are so thankful the Struhars are here with us today.
2020s. The 2020s brought the fulfillment of a 33-year vision that God gave to Pastor Darrell. It's also our church's vision. We're all in. In 2022, we purchased 40 acres on Canner Highway between Pomeroy Street and Salerno Road for $3.5 million. It's holy ground. Today, our property debt is less than $500,000. The goal is to move our church and school to this new location within the next 5 years. Next Saturday, we'll have a fall festival on the property from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Y'all come. And to God be the glory for all of his great blessings.
Pray with me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day and all the many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Father, we're just thrilled to see some faces we hadn't seen for a while, and we pray, Father, that this becomes a tradition. We're so thankful for Pastor's leadership these last 33 years, he and First Lady Kim Orman, and we're excited about what the future holds for us. Please, Father, we ask that you bless this offering and those who offer it to you, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Andrew and Michelle. We did not follow you there, I don't think. I know I couldn't. Praise the Lord for the opportunity to be here today and all of us and together. We have a special privilege. A dear friend I've known for years, Dr. Tommy Green. He was pastor. He pastored several churches. His last church was Braden. And he pastored there for 20 years, and the church got up to about a couple thousand in worship. And then from there, he went and served the Florida Baptist Convention as our executive director for 10 years. And I didn't know the perseverance the man has until yesterday. He got to the airport in Knoxville, got on the plane. It pushed off from the gate at 1 o'clock, went onto the tarmac, sat there for 2 hours, ran out of fuel or got low and had to go back, refuel, cancel the flight. So then he had to go find another flight, and he was calling saying, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out of Knoxville or not, because it had gotten into the evening. And finally, he got the very last flight out of Knoxville to West Palm, and or to Atlanta, and then in Atlanta his flight canceled, and so he said, I don't think I'm going to get out of Atlanta, no rental cars, no nothing. And so then finally he called and said, I think we're going to leave at 11 o'clock. And it actually left late, got in late, and so I picked him up at 2 o'clock in the morning at West Palm International, got him to the hotel at 3, and here he is, bright and shiny and chipper as can be. So I told him I'd pick him up at the hotel at 9:30, and then went out and one of my tires was flat on the vehicle. I said, this is going to be a great, great meeting, because Satan has been trying to pounce us a little bit and pound us down. And Tommy, I love you. Praise God for you. He's been one of the most personable executives we've ever had in the history of the Florida Baptist Convention. Loves people, loves pastors, loves churches. And I just praise God for him and praise God for his retirement now in Tennessee. When I called him and talked to him a couple days ago, he says, I got to go. I'm picking up my grandson at school. And what a joy that is. Amen. So I want you to listen to Tommy. He loves the Lord. He's a spirit-filled man of God. Thank you for being here, Tommy.
Love you, man. Thank you. Well, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. What a privilege it is to share on this historic day as a church, looking back, celebrating where you are, but more importantly, looking ahead for what God has in store for First Baptist Stewart. You know, he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And we've heard testimony of 100 years of faithful and fruitful ministry, and we know that the best days are still ahead in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe in giving honor to whom honor is due. Like the month of October was Pastor Appreciation Month, and some churches participate in that, others don't. I think we ought to express appreciation to our pastors because they serve us faithfully, they serve us tirelessly, they serve us sacrificially, and they do it because God called them to do it. And they do it with great grace and great dignity and love. And so today, would you just join with me in saying thanks to the Lord for your pastor, Dr. Daryl Orman, and his wife, Kim. Would you join with me in just expressing our appreciation? Well, I would ask you to open the Word of God today to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13. We're going to read one verse, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. And if you're able, I would invite you to stand in honor of the Lord's Word, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. A very short verse, but a verse that packs such amazing truth for our lives. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Would you just join me and let's say this verse in unison together? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Father, we pray you'll bless your word today. May it accomplish what you have inspired and sent it to accomplish in this place. May we hear what the Spirit is saying into our lives, and may we be found faithful to respond unto your call. And we ask and pray this in the name that is above all, the name that is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We live in a time where we're seeing seismic societal shift. It's a day of cataclysmic, chaotic culture. It's a time of political polarization. And aren't we thankful that we can come today and gather in the house of the Lord and say with absolute confidence that Jesus Christ is the same. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he is the same forever. The journey of faith and ministry has many challenges and many changes, as we heard with the 100 years being rehearsed before us earlier. I've had the privilege of serving in a rural church. I've served a First Baptist red brick, white column church on the city square. And I served in a suburban church in a growing area. And in all places of ministry, wherever we are found, in the city or in the country, in the suburban areas, wherever it might be, Jesus Christ is the same. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today in this place where we have gathered. And he is the same forever. Jesus Christ is unchanging. He is unmovable. He is unshakable. He is unbreakable. He is unwavering. He was, he is, and he will always be. He is the eternal, holy, living, sovereign Savior. And this scripture declares that he is the same, faithful, the same, righteous, the same, pure, the same, holy, the same, integrity, the same, eternal, the same, trust, the same, truth, the same, worthy in every way. The same Christ who meets you on the top of the mountain is the Christ who meets you in the depths of the valley. He is the same. The same Christ who sustains you in the good times is the Christ who sustains you in the hard times. The same Christ who grants you peace and joy is the same Christ who grants you comfort and consolation. Jesus Christ is the same. So as we read in Hebrews today, we realize that the book of Hebrews interprets the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the New Covenant. And this magnificent scripture reveals a truth for us today that I pray that as we walk away from here, that it will be ringing in our hearts, it will be declared from our lips, it will be lived out in our lives, that we have a faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. For the revelation of Jesus Christ fills the Old Testament. The incarnation of Jesus Christ fills the New Testament. But the exaltation of Jesus Christ fills the entirety of Scripture. So I want us to walk through what the Scripture reveals today of Jesus Christ the same. It teaches us that He is the same yesterday. He is the same yesterday. When we look back, we see the faithfulness of our Lord. We see that He does not fail us. He does not forsake us. He does not forfeit us. He does not turn away from us. He is the same. He is faithful. And the victory of Christ is declared throughout yesterday. As a matter of fact, when you open the Word of God to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, there you find the first gospel. It says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Genesis 3:15 is the promise of the defeat and the conquering of Satan by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The one who is the same is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, as Moses came to a bush that was being consumed with fire, being burned by fire, but yet not consumed. As Moses was there in the presence of the Almighty, he asked him, what is your name? And he said, tell them that I am, has sent you unto them. I am that I am. This means I will continually be what I repeatedly have been. I will always be what I have always been. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see, the great I am is revealed throughout the Old Testament, is fulfilled and manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lion of Judah. He is the Kinsman Redeemer. He is the Lily of the Valley. He is the Bright and Morning Star. He is the Ancient of Days. His glory is so vast. His glory is so magnificent that it defies a single descriptive. For as you read about who He is in the Old Testament, yesterday, we're able to see that He is called El Shaddai, the God of Majesty. He is called El Ro, the God who sees all things. He is El Gabor, the Mighty God. He is El Elyon, the Most High God. He is called Yahweh. He is called Jehovah and Elohim. He is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts. He is called Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, and Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. He is Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the Rock of Ages. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. He is identified as Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace, and Jehovah Shema, the Lord is always present. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. He's called a sewer, a rock, a melech, a king, a masudah, a fortress, a palat, a deliverer. He is a roe, a shepherd, a mejin, a shield, a miskah, a strong high tower. He is Yeshua, the horn of salvation. He is Goel, the redeemer. He is omniscient, all-knowing, omnipotent, all authority, omnipresent in all places. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. And we trust Him because He is faithful unto us. But the scripture continues, not only the same yesterday, but it also says He is the same today. Today, in this place, we can trust in the Lord. We can know of his consistency and of his faithfulness unto us. As a matter of fact, the word of God reveals to us that Jesus Christ first loved us. Can you imagine that? He first loved me. There are days I don't love me. There are days that I can't even imagine why God would have such grace and such mercy and such patience over a sinner like me. But Christ first loved us. Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrated his love toward us and that while we were sinners, Christ died for our sins. In 1 John 4:19, the Bible declares we love him because he first loved us. In 2 Corinthians 5:19, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. He is the same today. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. There is power in the name of the Lord. And as we live in a world that is seeking to push away everything that we hold sacred, everything that we hold true based on the eternal word of God and the eternal Savior that we serve, let us never be afraid. Let us never be ashamed. Let us never allow the world to quieten us. May we stand with one voice and one heart and we resolve in our heart, declare to a world that Jesus Christ is Lord. And he is Lord of all. I preached my first sermon 48 years ago. It was on an Easter Sunday morning in 1977. I would imagine there's been a lot of boys, young men, through the years that preached their first sermon right here at this pulpit. And they stood behind it, and just like my knees are shaking still today, their knees were shaking. Their palms were sweating. They couldn't see their notes because there was sweat falling in their eyes. They were so nervous and so afraid. And on that first sermon that I ever preached, it was on an Easter Sunday morning. Can you imagine a pastor giving a kid an opportunity to stand in a pulpit on Easter Sunday? I mean, that's like Super Bowl Sunday for the church. And he gave me the opportunity to stand up there. Man, I was scared to death. I prayed. I mean, I had a good subject, the resurrection. You can't go wrong with that. And that's all I knew to do was just to talk about Jesus and Jesus and Jesus and what Jesus did for us and what Jesus would do for you within your life. Man, I was so nervous. I preached. I mean, I was stomping. I was shouting. My preacher did that. I tried to make my blood veins pop out of my neck. I couldn't quite make that happen. I mean, he was a go-getter, and that's all that I ever knew. And in about 8 to 9 minutes, I had completely preached my sermon. Some of you are saying, Lord, do it again. I understand. I mean, I was through. I didn't know what else to do, Pastor Darrell. I just said, well, the music man's going to come now and lead the invitation. He's going to sing a song. And I walked down the front. My pastor stood there beside me. And on that Sunday, a relative of mine came to church. He'd never been in church in his life, but he heard the name of Jesus. And as soon as that invitation started, he walked forward. And he came to that altar, and there he repented of his sins, and he gave his life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ, who is the same today, takes the worst of what we can do and changes it into his glory. Let's be faithful to him, because he is faithful to us. And today, the church has the greatest opportunity to impact the world around us that we've ever had. Every promise of God is true yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus Christ is the great I am. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the true vine. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. He is our high priest. He is our advocate with the Father. He is our righteous judge, and Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament in every way. He is the fulfillment of the covenant, of the tabernacle, of the judge, of the sacrifice, of the law, of the prophet, of the king, of the altar, and the priest. We don't have to look for anything else. It is Christ and Christ alone. And Jesus said, I am. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three yet one, co-equal, co-eternal, co-existent. And Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is 100% God. He is 100% man. He is fully God. He is fully man. But he is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is Christ, the perfect, innocent, sinless Son of God. He is the Lamb without spot or blemish. And today, Jesus Christ knows your name. And he knows your shame. And he knows your pain. And he knows your stain. Because the one who knew no sin became sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God through him. The same today. No man comes to the Father. No person has access to the eternal riches of the Heavenly Father except through Jesus Christ. And Christ left that place of equality with the Father, and he came to earth, born of a virgin by the name of Mary, conceived in her womb by the Holy Spirit of God, and he lived a perfect, innocent, sinless life to go to a cross, to be a sacrifice for our sins, to be the substitute who would die in my place, in your place, in order that we might have a relationship with Almighty God. He went to a cross, and he could be our salvation. And through his death, through his burial, and through his resurrection, we have life, life abundant, and life everlasting. And today we must be faithful to proclaim salvation is found in none other except Jesus Christ the Lord. He is the same yesterday and today. This passage also says that he is the same forever, forever. He is forever any way that you look. You can look up, you can look down, you can look to the right, you can look to the left, you can go east, west, north, south, you can look backwards, you can look forward. He's always been, he will always be. Christ ascended to heaven and at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for me and for you. He is the same forever. And he writes our name in the book of life through his blood. And he speaks your name across the portals of glory. He is the one who seals and secures our salvation eternally. Our high priest, our advocate with the Father. He is our Savior, our Redeemer, our Master, and our Lord. Even heaven itself declares, worthy is the Lamb to receive. To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Oh, Jesus is the same forever because he has not failed his word and he will not fail his word. He has not failed his people and he will not fail his people. He has not failed his promises and he will not fail his promises. And he promises one day that he will return. One day he will return. Just come, Lord Jesus. One day he will return. He'll claim his bride, the church. We read that in Revelation 19. Just listen. Now I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. That's the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he shall strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, unequaled, unrivaled. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, unconquered, undefeated. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, unmatched, unsurpassed. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, unparalleled, unending. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ, the same forever. He has our past, our present, and our future. He is the same. Are you willing to risk all and give all for Jesus? Are you willing to go where he calls you to go? Do what he calls you to do? Are you committed to be on mission to the neighborhood and the nations? Are you praying today, here I am, Lord, send me? Maybe today the call of your life is surrender to the salvation of Jesus Christ, the Lord. And he's a good and gracious Lord who loves you so much, he's calling you into himself today because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Church is interesting, isn't it? We live our lives together. We're a family. We're a community. We come together for one purpose, to exalt and uplift and uphold the name above all, the one that is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus Christ, the Lord. And in the midst of that, there's a lot of people that need to be reminded that he had your yesterday, and he has your yesterday. Some need to be reminded that he has us today. Through the struggle, through the valley, we need to be reminded he has tomorrow. He has our forever. The last few years have been probably some of the most challenging years in Karen and I's life. On August the 31st, or August the 28th, leading up to that, in 2023, my middle son, who lived in Fort Lauderdale, did not check in to work. He worked remotely. Received a call from his company out of New York, and they said everybody's logged on and Philip's not there, and that's not like him. He was in charge of a team, and they were all waiting and ready to go to work on that Monday. I said, okay, let me call him. I talked to him on Saturday for a couple of hours, but I'm sure it's just something. I said, I'll get in touch with him. And this was about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And the more I tried, the more my heart became unsettled. I knew something wasn't right. We couldn't get a hold of him by phone or by text or email in any response. So I left Jacksonville to drive to Fort Lauderdale. It was later in the evening when I got there. Came to his home, and I'd forgotten to pick up a key, and just the frantic of leaving and knocked on his door, no response. I went around to the back, and you could see in through the sliding glass door, through the vertical blinds. The light was on, TV was on, the kitchen light was on. That's about what I could see. And I knew then that something wasn't right. So I called the sheriff's department. They came and they opened the door. I found my 41-year-old son dead. I can't even begin to describe the pain. The psalmist talks about sorrow like billows upon billows. And even to this day, I still I don't grieve without hope, because he was a believer and he's home with the Lord. But there is nothing that compares to losing a child. It took me a while just to get myself regrouped, to even go back, to reengage in ministry and work. And I did. And then come February 2024, I was sitting in a parking lot in Jacksonville, Florida, on a Saturday to drive to Miami to preach. And Karen had gone into a store to buy a couple of things, and we were just right by the interstate there in my I-95, and I had a heart attack. Just out of nowhere, I felt like someone was just sitting on me and pressing down, and I got where I could hardly breathe, and I don't know if I passed out. I can't remember all that happened, but when Karen came out, we went immediately to the hospital, which was just in one exit up, and they said, yeah, you've had a heart attack, and you're still having a heart attack. To which the cardiologist said there was no reason that you should have survived this. They did a heart cath, and now I'm in line to have open heart surgery and a quadruple bypass, to which the cardiologist, who was always so encouraging, said, not only should you not have survived that, you probably may not even survive the surgery, but if you don't do it, you have no other hope. I was like, thank you. Do you have anybody else in your office that could come by and talk to me for a little while? It's 2025. I've learned to trust in the Lord with a depth that I never had through all the years of my ministry life. I can stand today and testify in a way out of the experiences that we have faced that Jesus Christ, He is the same. Yesterday, today, praise God forever. I don't know where you are today in your journey. Some of you have a yesterday that has you in shackles. And there is a Savior who will meet you at that place today, who will forgive you, who will redeem you, who will comfort you, who will give you peace. Come to Him, because He is the same. Some of you are here today and there's just stuff going around your life and you're distracted by everything, and maybe the spiritual has diminished. And today the Lord is saying, I want to be a part of everything of your life. I want to bless you. I want to guide you. I want to strengthen you today. And there isn't a person in this room today who is beyond the grip of our Lord, who is beyond His salvation, who is beyond His restoration, who is beyond His redemption. And today, the same Jesus will meet you here. He will save you if you will come to Him. And then we look to the future. Quit watching the news, because you'll never figure it out, will you? But aren't we grateful that we can read the book and see that we have a Savior who holds the future? We trust Him. So this altar today is going to be covered by you in prayer. Your church is talking about a future, moving forward to a new location, new opportunities of ministry. Maybe you want to come and pray for that. Maybe you want to come today and thank God for the yesterday of First Baptist Stewart. Thank God for today of First Baptist Stewart, and make a commitment of your life to be more faithful to the Lord, because He is faithful to you. He is the same. So we'd invite you to come this morning. This altar will be open. Our pastor will be here in a few moments. Our music pastor is going to come and lead us in a response time. And I know I need to go to the altar to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being.
I've attended Bible study class all my life and have learned a lot about the Bible, but there's still a lot more I need to learn. I've heard some people say that the Bible is easy to understand. I'm not sure I agree with that, because I find a lot in the Bible that I don't understand. That is why life group Bible studies are so important. We all need to read and understand the Bible, and how can we understand it if we don't study it? As a teacher, I have to study hard if I'm going to effectively teach those in my class. Each Sunday, we study topics with life application and have question and answer time for discussion. As Christians, we need to grow spiritually, and the way we do that is to spend time studying the Scriptures. We enjoy studying the Bible with each other, and Sunday morning life group Bible study is a valuable way to learn more about the Bible. Pastor Darrell asked me about 17 years ago if I would consider leading the senior adult life group class. I told him I would pray about it. I did pray about it, and God impressed upon me that I needed to say yes. In these 17 years, I have learned so much and have been blessed to lead this life group for the glory of God. I want to invite you to come and be a part of our life group Bible studies, beginning at 9 o'clock each Sunday morning. We also have life group studies for all ages. I do hope you will consider checking us out and experiencing our love for you and Jesus. I look forward to meeting you and making some new friends.
Reborn Youth Ministry is for students in 6th through 12th grade. We invite students each Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. to get up, get out, and get moving. Students will hear high-energy Christian music and messages straight from God's Word that they can apply to their lives, relevant to issues they face each day. Friendships are formed through team-building games, sports, art, and service projects, and special events throughout the month. If you or a teen you know is looking for a Christ-centered, safe, and friendly environment, please check us out. On Sunday mornings, we offer a life group for our students at 9 a.m. and invite them to join our worship service right afterwards.
Hello, my name is Colleen Highstone. Our church is a family, a fellowship, and a body of believers. We study God's Word together, we worship together, pray together, serve together, rejoice together, and support each other. If I had to use only one word to describe our church, it would be loving. I count myself blessed to be a member of this church.
This is Pastor Darrell Orman, and I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. And we really appreciate you spending time with us as we get into God's Word each week. We've had the opportunity now to broadcast with WCNO Radio since 2004. And I've run into a number of people in the community that said, Pastor Orman, we listen to your broadcast. God speaks to our heart, blesses us as we get into the Word with you. And we'd like to give you the opportunity to help us keep this broadcast on the air and to keep it going. And we'd like to make it available for you to help underwrite us in this effort to share the gospel and to share the Word of God. And if you'd like to help and give, we'd like to encourage you to visit our website at fbcstewart.org and click the Giving tab, and it'll give you an opportunity to give to this ministry. Or if you'd like to mail, if you're analog like I am, if you could mail your gift to 201 West Ocean Boulevard, Stewart, Florida, 34994, and make that care of First Baptist Church of Stewart. We would really appreciate your help in assisting us with this ministry to enable us to keep broadcasting and to keep sharing the Word of God and preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We love you and thank God for you and look forward to hearing from you. And also, if you'd like a copy of our messages, just contact us as well. And for any gift, we'll be glad to send you a copy of one of our messages. Just request the title of the message and we'll get that in the mail to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for worshiping with us. We love you and thank God for you.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Hope to see you there.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.